You have found the Runaround Iowa, the podcast that's dedicated to news and interviews with the athletes, coaches, and personalities who are making headlines in college cross country, track and field, road running, trail running, and triathlon in the state of Iowa. And now from the home office in Clive, here is your host, Lance Bergeson. A good Monday to you all, and what a big Monday it is as I recap all of the conference championships from last weekend. The Missouri Valley Conference Championships, Big 12, Big 10, ACC, SEC, and we've also got closer to home, the American Rivers Conference, as well as the NJCAA Regionals. There was so much to talk about. Where do I start? I am going to start with a program that ended a 22-year conference drought, and that is the Drake University men's cross-country team really dominating the Valley Conference Championships at Normal, Illinois, scoring just 20 points to knock off the pre-championship favorite. When the season started, Bradley only scored 53 points. So that was a 33-point win for the Bulldogs. And their first title since 1999. I believe that was a Jason Lemkuhl group there that was running there. And it was so fun to watch the video that the Valley Conference put up of the finish with Isaac Baston and his teammate Adam Fogg, basically celebrating right to the line. They were both jumping in the air. Baston was jumping in the air. Fogg was excited, gesturing to the crowd. They knew they had the title wrapped up then. They weren't asked that in the post-race necessarily. That question, I would have asked them that if they had the team title. But from what I heard from the interview with Fogg, he said that that he knew they had it halfway point in, 4 or 5K into the 8K championships. When he looked around and he saw that it was Drake 1, 2, 3, 4, and he said, at that point, I was feeling pretty good. I was almost ready to celebrate the win halfway in. So they knew they had the team championship wrapped up then. And as I said on Twitter, it was just so great that neither guy really cared who was the champion. They were both running in together, and you know, it wasn't a competition. Both of them were just enjoying the moment, whoever finished first, and it ended up being Baston by 0.6 of a second, and he ended up being the athlete of the meet for this, and that's unfortunate. They both should have gotten cross country athlete of the year. I mean, you know, they both finished right together. And like I said, neither one really cared. They should have shared the award, but they, I'm sure they had to give it to somebody. But it was the junior from Buffalo, Minnesota, and they battling through this mud on the course from several days of rain before. He ends up getting that award with a time of 24:13, which is very good on that slick course, and with Fogg running 24:13.6. They really dominated really from about the last 2K on, and it was interesting. I looked through the splits because Bradley was competitive in this meet. It was a close battle at the 2K split. You had Bradley with 30 points and Drake with 30. So Bradley was 1, 2, 8, 9, and 10, and Drake was 3, 4, 5, 6, 12. So it was really solid there. And even another K after that, it was Bradley 33 to 34, with Bradley again 1, 2 leading the way, and then Drake was 3, 4, 5. But then everything really kind of changed there at the 4K split. The Bulldogs took control, as I said, as Fogg said in that interview. They were 1, 2, 4, 6, 11, and Bradley started slipping at 5, 7, 9, 10 and 18 was their number five guy as opposed to Drake's 11. And that's kind of when Drake started to push the gap. They moved it out 24 to 49, and really the gap never really closed much, less than 20 after that. So they really had it in hand. Got to give it to these two guys, of course, Fogg, the Australian, like Baston, a junior. That's a great 1-2 punch. They both qualified for NCAA nationals on the track last year, and Baston ended up being an All-American, making it to the final. But I'm going to read a couple statements about how they did this. Baston said it was a statement of all the hard work we did during this season. And he also said, Fogg is, he's my best friend. So running the whole thing together was just amazing. And he said, today was the first time I felt like I put it all together. And, you know, that 24-13 is a PR for him. So it was fun to see him. While Baston enjoyed the mud, Fogg said it was honestly tough in the mud. This is what Fogg said. He thought it was very tough. And he says, I'm not the biggest fan of cross country. I'm still definitely a track man. But it was fun to cross the line with Baston, and to get a team win was unbelievable. And he added, there will be some pretty funny footage of me and Baston coming over the line. And if you have a chance, get on Drake's Twitter page and look at that video, the Drake track team's video. It is hilarious. And like I said, it's phenomenal to see two guys not caring who gets the win. It's very refreshing to see that in cross country. How did the Bulldogs do it besides those two? Well, freshman Aziz Jedi of Tunisia was third overall. He was not far behind. In that video, you can see him in the background coming in. He ran 24:28.5 to get third. They didn't count him as a true freshman, though, because Enzo Marie took that honor. He is from France. He was sixth. He was named a freshman of the year. So Jedi, they don't consider him to be a freshman, but Enzo was sixth. So an international team here. Three of your top five runners are from other countries. Jack Zettel of Elgin, Illinois is not. He was eighth place. He was your final scorer, the junior, running 24:51.9. And I did want to mention the other Bulldogs here because they did so well. Connor Visnick of Orange, Connecticut, a sophomore, was 25:35. Toby Gabersek, he's from Slovenia, freshman, was 24th in 25:38.4. And then Per Beal, who's from South Sudan and a former Iowa Central runner, he's listed as a junior, he was 28th. In 25:43. So that was the Bulldog lineup that was your top runners there. So fantastic for them to win the conference title. 22-year gap it's been, and Baston is your first Bulldog to win a championship since Reed Fisher did it in 2016. So there you go there. While I'm on the Valley men, I wanted to talk about Northern Iowa. They finished seventh with 170 points. They're a building program, trying to do it with a lot of Iowans. Sam McCool was the leader. He's not an Iowan, but he was 17th overall in 25:13.6, and he just missed a PR by 0.4 seconds. That was set earlier this season. So he's kind of been their top runner here for most of the season. Peyton Mars, former Urbandale runner, was the next Panther in. He was 27th place in 25:43. And then Drake Hansen, former Southeast Polk runner, he has set a big PR. So that's fantastic for Drake. His PR had been 26:30.9, and now he can say that he's run 26:05.6, so a drop of just about 25 seconds, and on a tough course. So very well earned by the former Ram, and Hansen was 38th place. And then Andrew Kephart, I wanted to mention him. Former Decorah High runner was 44th in 26:19.1. Moving on to the Valley Women's Championship in Normal, and things went to form there as Loyola took the championship, followed by Bradley and Illinois State. Those were supposed to be the top three teams. The Drake women weren't too far behind. They finished fifth, and Brooke Mullins ended up in the one of the worst spots you can be, in 11th place. She was one spot out of earning all-conference honors. She ends up honorable mention, the Australian does, after running that 6 kilometer race in 21:35.3. I'll get to the person who knocked her off of out of the 10th spot in just a second, but she was the leader for the Bulldogs. And it was a fellow freshman, Taya Lumley, who's also from Australia, Lumley from Brisbane, who was 20th overall in that race, in the 6K race in 22:04. Then the Drake women are also a very international team as well. They do have Ashley Siegel, a junior from Duluth, who was 31st in 22:30. But then they have Anastasia Kirillov, who comes from Buenos Aires, Argentina. She's a sophomore. She was 32nd in 22:33. And then Emily Meyer, a freshman, was 33rd in 22:33. So they're fifth. The Northern Iowa women were, they finished at a tie for seventh overall with Indiana State. And Kiki Connell, she was the one finishing 10th in her freshman season, true freshman season, earning all-conference honors. So she has a chance to be a four-time all-conference runner during her time in Cedar Falls. She ran that 6K in 21:34.5, consistent all the way across this season. She's been great. Looking forward to seeing her run in 2 weeks at the regionals in Iowa City. Then you had Paige Holub, was 35th, and she ran a new PR. So that was great to see that on a tough conditions with all that mud. The junior from Monticello ran 22:37.4. Then you had Kate Crawford, freshman from Guthrie Center, who was right behind her in 36th in 22:41. Maya Rampton, who is from Dubuque Senior, redshirt junior, was 39th in 22:43. Sophia Jungling, she is from Applington, ran for Applington Parkersburg, and a sophomore, was 40th in 22:44. So the Panthers women, just like the men, really kind of developing a lot of these runners. We can see Kiki Connell is going to be kind of their team leader for the next several years, but this team is just trying to build right now. Running for Loyola on that championship team was former Drake runner Elizabeth Aho. She is a senior, and she finished 38th for the Ramblers in the 6K race in 22:41.7. Also had an Iowan running for Bradley. It was former North Polk prep Amelia Lesher, who finished 52nd in 23:31.8. A few footnotes on the Drake Men's Championship, courtesy of Mike Mahon, former sports information director. He tweeted this out, that it was their 12th overall title, and like I said, first since 1999, but it's also that point total that Drake had is the second lowest point total by a winning team in an MVC meet since 1958. So that's going back quite a while. Those 20 points, that's how impressive that is. And also, it's the first time that five Drake runners have all earned all MVC honors by placing in the top eight. It's the first time ever, including that 1-2-3 finish. They had never done that before. So those are all impressive notes. And that's the reason why I led off with Drake and the Valley instead of Iowa State and the Big 12 cross-country championships. Also on Friday, Stillwater, Oklahoma, they went to their rivals course, the Griner Family OSU cross-country course. And you got to say it was a disappointment for the Cyclones on Friday. They were hoping to, to claim the championships in both the men and women. And it wasn't to be. The women suffered a really disappointing one-point loss to the Cowgirls. That's as close as you can get, 35-36. It's a tough loss, and the men's spread was a little bit wider, with OSU winning 24-31. The only thing that really went well is that Wesley Kiptoo was able to defend his Big 12 championship for the number 2 ranked Cyclones. He pulled away after the 2K mark, away from Isaiah Rodriguez of Oklahoma State, and the Cyclone Junior just really pulled away from there, really dominated the race, building his lead up to about 23.8 seconds at the line. He ran 23:32.5 on a very dry course to defend his Big 12 title. And a good note for the Cyclones is that They've now won 4 straight men's individual crowns, 2 straight by Kiptoo, and then before him, 2018 and 19 by Edwin Kurgat. And Kiptoo now suddenly becoming one of the all-time greats in Big 12 history. He's got 7 Big 12 titles between track and field and cross country. But Iowa State couldn't get it done. It was so close. Iowa State's had finishes of 1-5-7-8-10. Oklahoma State 2-3-4-6-9. So the top 10 was all Iowa State and Oklahoma State, but it was the wrong order for the Cyclones. And I guess that shows there isn't a lot of parity in the Big 12. It's Oklahoma State and Iowa State, and it was the number 4 Cowboys that denied Iowa State a second straight title. Cyclones had won titles in 2017, 18, and 19, and Oklahoma State now has rattled off the last 2, including the 2020 title way back in March during that goofy pandemic time. But for the Cyclones, it was 5 runners who finished in the top 10, and all earning all-conference honors, and you had Festus Legat showing he's not just an 800 runner. He, a second straight season, he's all Big 12, finished 5th in 24:21.9. And then you had Thomas Pollard, who made some big-time history here. He's the first male to ever earn 5 career all Big 12 cross-country honors. Now, he's able to do this because of the pandemic and the NCAA allowing another additional season for athletes. But nevertheless, to do it all 5 seasons is really impressive. He finished 7th overall in 24:24.8. He said he's on Twitter, he mentioned that he's overcome a lot of difficulties, including those heart issues, some injuries as well. So it's really very special for him to go out all Big 12. Congratulations to him. He ran pretty much the whole race with fellow Iowan Gable Sapirda, who is all Big 12, also a second straight season for him. He was 8th in 24:28.4, about 4 seconds behind his friend and teammate. He's a former Central Lion of GLR runner, and then the final Cyclone in the scoring was Ezekiel Rupp in 10th in 24:30. Ryan Ford was the number 6 Cyclone in 12th in 24:31, and then Timothy Sint, former Ankeny High prep, who's battled a lot of injuries here. He was 15th in 24:42. All 3 of those guys, Rob, Ford, and Sint, all earned all Big 12 cross-country honors by finishing in the top 15. The women actually had a bigger stranglehold on the Big 12 championships coming in. The Cyclone women had won 8 out of the past 10 Big 12 championships. But it wasn't to be. The Cyclones gave up the title, and Kaylee Logue's three-year run as Big 12 champion also came to an end as Celia McCabe held her off at the finish. It was those two battling to the finish line, but it was McCabe who won by less than a second over Logue to take the victory over that 6K course. So the scoring breakdown came down here. Iowa State had a 2, 5, 8, 9, and 12, and Okie State was able to overcome a 15th place finish by finishing 3rd, 4th, 6th, and 7th. As I mentioned, McCabe was the champion. It was a three-way battle between McCabe and Logue and Taylor Rowe of Oklahoma State. And then they dropped Rowe with inside of 1 kilometer to go. And then as they made the turn, it was McCabe who, like I said, just held off Logue to knock her off. So her three-year run ends, unfortunately. Logue finished 20-45. And like Thomas Pollard, she's the first woman in Big 12 history to earn 5 all Big 12 honors in her career because of the extra year, because of the pandemic. So phenomenal for her, and what a career she's had. You gotta say that win or lose here in this big final Big 12s, she's put her stamp definitely on the Cyclone record book there. Finishing 5th was Ashley Tutt. Northern Illinois transfer, making her Big 12 debut. She was 5th in 21:09. And then Dana Fan, junior, repeated as all Big 12 with an 8th place finish in 21:16. And then you had Madeline Hill, another junior. She was 9th in 21:21 to earn all conference honors. Former Iowa Central runner Winrose Chizang repeated as all Big 12 runner. She was 12th in 21:35. And then it was good to see Jeanette Schraft, Glenwood native, who earned her first all Big 12 honor by finishing 13th in 21:35. She's struggled a little bit here in the last couple races, so nice to see her bouncing back and making sure she will be running on the top team at the Midwest Regional at the Ashton Cross Country Course in Iowa City. The rest of the Cyclones was Brenna Cohoon, 25th place in 22:08, then Grace Dickel in 22:20, and Sarah Morrow in 22:56, and then Riley Beach in 23 flat. So that's how Iowa State finished. Unfortunately, the number 17 Cyclones, they weren't supposed to beat Okie State. Okie State was ranked higher than them, but still, they came so close to knocking them off on their home course, which would have been sweet. But unfortunately, despite getting 6 all Big 12 athletes, they fell 1 point short. Former Crestwood of Cresco Prep, Ellie Friesen, was running for Baylor in the women's race, and she finished 37th in that competition in 22:58.5. She helped the Bears finish 7th in the team race. On now to the Big Ten Championships at the Blue-White Golf Course in University Park, Pennsylvania. Get to the Iowa teams, but first we have a conference champion from Iowa, and it was former Ballard of Huxley Prep, Abby Coette Jackson, who led the Minnesota women to the team championship. They knocked off Wisconsin 72-78 to win their third title in program history. And Abby was the number 2 runner for the Gophers in 20:48.3 to earn first team all Big Ten honors. The champion was her teammate Megan Haas, who joined her sister Bethany as a Big Ten conference cross country champion. by running 20:34.5. So Abby just about 13 seconds behind. By the way, Bethany Haas was ninth in this race in 20:54.4 to earn second team all Big Ten honors. A big difference for them was they were able to get a good leg from Tate Sweeney. She moved up quite a bit to get 35th place. She was the final scorer, and so that was huge for them to knock off Wisconsin. So Abby wins a Big Ten championship in the spring and now in the fall. So it's been a really, really outstanding 2021 for Abby. For the Iowa teams, was not such a great run there at the home of the Penn State Nittany Lions. The men finished 11th, and the women were 12th. Tough going for the Hawkeyes. They just didn't have the overall balance that they needed, just big gaps in their runners. Nick Trattner again led the way, though, sophomore, for the fourth time in five races. He was their top runner in 42nd place in 25:54.3. Then it was Cal Lewis who jumped into the number two spot, so he keeps improving. He's from New York area. I think at the Long Island area, 26:11.3. And then senior Noah Healy was 59th in 26:16. Isaac Hartman, a new name that popped up. He was 89th in 27:21. Hartman is just a freshman from Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Then it was two spots later, Connor Summer, finishing up his career with the Hawkeyes. He's a senior, former Pleasant Valley runner from Bettendorf, 91st in 27:24, so nice to see him among the top five. Then next was Aiden King, a sophomore, next in 92nd place, one spot back, 27:27. And then Jack Pendergast, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. He is a former Prairie runner and just a freshman. He was 93rd in 27:29. The Hawkeye women, as I mentioned, finished 12th with 300 points. And it was Brooke McKee with another really strong run as the team leader in 52nd place. She is a sophomore, former Johnston High runner. She ran 21:53.7. There won't be a lot any PRs here as it was a wet course, difficult to run on. Lauren McMahon, former Ankeny High runner in 58th, was next, just 3 seconds back in 21:56. Then you had Jessica McKee, sister of Brooke, also former Johnston High prep in 63rd and 22:03.4. So really, the Hawkeyes did pack up well. It's just the Big Ten is really a deep conference, very difficult, unless you've got some low scoring people, and that's kind of what Randy Hazenbank said in the Iowa press release. They just didn't have those low numbers that they needed. Miriam Sandine, 64th, right behind Jessica McKee, if I could ever talk. Miriam is 22:04 for 64th. She's also from Eden Prairie, like Isaac Hartman. Gabby Skopik, former University of Northern Iowa and Iowa City West runner, 86th in 22:39. Former Sioux City Helan prep Amber Asoff was 100th place in 23:13. So there's a bit of a gap there between Sandine and Skopik, and then Skopik to Asoff, another, 35 seconds almost. And then Emma Gordon, 106th. Former Ankeny Centennial runner in 23:25 for the Hawkeyes. So I know Hazenbank was disappointed with the effort. They just needed a couple of their top runners to move up, be up higher amongst the leaders. On to the ACC championships, and it was a former Dowling Catholic runner who helped Notre Dame win the Well, for the second straight year and third time in 4 years, the men's ACC title, the Irish scored 32 points in winning on their home course at the University of Notre Dame. So congratulations to Matthew Carmody. And the former Maroon was 11th to earn all ACC honors. He ran 23:56.4, and he was the number five runner for the Irish. So a really dominant performance by Notre Dame, including Dylan Jacobs, who was the runner-up. And then Jared Neguse, who we all know him from the track season, he was their number three runner. I believe running fifth there, so great for them. And that's fantastic to see a former Dowling Catholic prep leading a team to a conference championship. And they've got regionals in the Great Lakes region coming up. And then there was also another Iowan who was a part of a championship team, and that's Ryan Murphy, former Linmar of Marion runner. Murphy finished 18th for Arkansas, which won their 27th SEC title on the Gans Creek course hosted by Missouri. And their head coach is Chris Bucknum, former Northern Iowa coach. For many years, Chris was, and now he's doing, of course, great things with Arkansas, continuing the tradition of John O'Donnell. And Bucknum said of this, of the meet, "It's a big meet for us and a big day to win it. I was really proud of our athletes and how hard they competed." So it's great for a former Iowa coach to get a championship. They really had a dominant effort. Like I said, Murphy was not even one of their top scoring runners, and he was still 18th place for them. So, but still one of their true varsity guys. And Arkansas is number six ranked in the nation, so they will be an outside threat to win the NCAAs, I would say, probably an outside threat. On the women's side, we had former Pleasant Valley star Mackenzie Yannick. She is now at Vanderbilt. She finished 29th, was the number two runner for the Commodores. She finished the 6K race in 21:18.5. Commodores were eighth place in the women's team standings. I got a little ahead of myself there when I forgot that it was former Iowa State runner Amanda Vestry, who picked up her second straight top three finish at the ACC Championships at Notre Dame. She finished third overall for Syracuse, which was fourth in the team race with 105 points. Syracuse is ranked 16th nationally. Vestry ran 20:12.7 in the 6K race, and that was a race won by Kelsey Chmiel of NC State. A sophomore ran 20:02. She led NC State to the championship with 20 points. They're number two ranked. The number one team in the nation also had a collegian, and this was from Iowa, who helped them post a perfect score in the Mountain West Conference Championships. That's the New Mexico women. They scored 15 points to dominate that event at Albuquerque, New Mexico on Friday. In fact, the Lobos had the top seven runners in the race in a perfectly dominating performance. And their 15 points they scored is the third perfect score in conference championship history. And just as impressively, for the Lobos, this is their 14th consecutive Mountain West Conference Championship. That's a run of dominance for the number one ranked team in the nation. As I mentioned, Cohen was only 11th overall for this team. She was a great, great runner for the Tritons, an All-American, national champion. She was 11th in 20:05 for them. The men finished 7th place in the Mountain West. They've fallen on hard times when you compare the two programs. But they did have a runner also from Iowa Central. Former Triton Awet Johannes was 53rd in that 8K race. He ran 25:11 for the Lobos there. That was the Friday action in cross country, all of it NCAA Division I. On Saturday, there was a Division I meet of note, and that was the Summit League. That was held in Tulsa, Oklahoma, so very warm for those schools. A lot warmer than here in Iowa, for sure, or even South Dakota or North Dakota. And it was the South Dakota State Jacks, the women, who repeated as Summit League champions. They edged North Dakota State by 1 point, 55-56, and playing a big part in that team title was former Des Moines Christian runner Oksana Covey. She was the number four runner, placing 21st in 22:41.9, as just the slimmest of margins for the Jacks repeating as champions. Their men, by the way, won their sixth consecutive title in the Summit League. Continuing on the women's race, third place was University of South Dakota, and Helen Gold, former Valley Prep, was 27th for the Coyotes. She ran the 6K race in 22:54. She was not one of the scoring runners, but she was one of the top seven. So she's doing very well. She's a third-year sophomore for the Yotes. On the men's side, this was a bit of a disappointment, certainly. Mirga Gamita, former Sioux City North Prep, who's really dominated all of these summit races, summit-type races over there, probably was the favorite to win it. Did not finish the race. I looked on their website, the USD website, could not find anything on his condition, what happened in that race, but he did not have a finish, and that really hurt the Coyotes in the team race. They were not able to contend for the championship there. He would have made a big, certainly a big difference, and of course, like I said, he would have been a challenger, contender for the championship. But it was nice to see Jacob Waymeyer, who's a fourth-year sophomore for USD. He was the number four scorer for the Coyotes. He was 30th place in that meet in 26:13. And Jacob, former Dallas Center Grimes prep, doing well there in the Summit League. The American Rivers Conference Championship was also held on Saturday, this time in Decorah, and it was the number one ranked Wartburg men who dominated the competition as expected, and it was Joe Freeberger, native of Holy Cross, Iowa, right up by Dubuque, who became a three-time Most Valuable Performer by winning his third straight individual championship. He rises to the occasion during these big moments. He ran 25:04 to set a new course record in Decorah, and he led a charge of Knights. They finished 1, 2, 4, and 5 to score just 20 points to easily cruise past Loras College, which was second with 58. Then you had Simpson College, 80, Luther, 110, and Central with 134. So Freeberger sets the new record. His teammate Christopher Collett, who is from Verona, Illinois, was runner-up. He was 6.6 seconds back. Ryan Harvey of Loras broke up the Wartburg juggernaut in the top five. I'll mention him. He's a senior from Bartlett, Illinois. He ran 25:13 for 8,000 meters. He held off Morgan Shirley Fairburn of Wartburg, who ran 25:13 for fourth, and then Sam Pankowski was fifth in 25:26. For the Knights, their final score for Wartburg was Alec Illy. He's a new name that we haven't had in this podcast. He's a senior from Blooming Prairie, Minnesota. He was eighth for Wartburg. That shows you just how deep this team is. A guy who really I haven't mentioned all season. He just pops into the radar and finishes eighth in 25:36. Finishing out Wartburg, which had an impressive run of guys who were in the top 15. Matt Heinzman and freshman Connor Lanciel, who is from Council Bluffs. He was a former Lewis Central runner, sophomore for Wartburg, were also in the top 15. Those two men, it was, well, it was Heinzman running 25:49 and then Lance Hill running 25:55. So that's all the top 15 are all conference runners there. Then outside of that group is finishing in the top 25 is Jay Mixdorf, a senior, former Ankeny High runner. Probably his last meet. He probably didn't make the cut here to run for the Knights at the regional meet. He ran 26:01. Jacob Green, who is a true freshman here competing. He's a sophomore academically, former Cedar Rapids Kennedy runner. He ran 26:05 for 21st, and then Dalton Martin, 23rd place in 26:19. And Ryan Chapman and his assistant Phil Spitzer were the coaching staff of the year. And for Chapman, this is his fourth time he's won this honor. Shifting back to Loras, I already mentioned that Harvey was third. And then you had Luke Gudrumson for the Dew Hawks. He was ninth, and he ran 25:44. And then Julian Watson, a true rookie, making his conference debut. He ended up earning all conference honors in 12th in 25:51. So those were the three guys for Loras who were all conference. Then you had Joey Schultz, just missed earning all-conference honors. He was 16th in 25:57, and Schultz is a former Dubuque Hempstead runner who is a senior at Loras. And then they also had Evan Jamrazi was 18th for the Dew Hawks in 25:59. And two more guys. Well, I'll mention one more guy who is sixth, and that's Wyatt Kelly, a junior from Hudson. He ran 26:22 for 18th place. Simpson College did very well again. They finished in third, as I mentioned, and they had two men who repeated as all-conference runners. You had Spencer Moon. He is a sophomore from Lake City, and he was a former South Central of Calhoun runner. He ran 25:28. So, like I mentioned, he repeated as all-conference there. And Spencer, he ran 25:28 for there. And then Harry Dudley, who is from hometown kid. He ran for Indianola, and he's a senior now at Simpson. He was 25:32 was his time as he finished in, let's see, seventh place. He was seventh place right behind Spencer, just about 4 seconds behind. So both those guys repeated as all-conference runners, and Simpson, for the second straight year, had three runners who were all-conference. As Loudon Foster earned his first all-conference honor. He ran 25:54. It's a career best for him. He's a former West Central Valley of Stewart runner for Simpson. So I think Heath Monk doing a good job there down at Indianola with that men's team. Central College had Caleb Silver. He sneaked in for all-conference recognition. He was 13th in 25:53. He is a former BCLUW of Conrad runner. He's a junior. So he moved up from 20th last year's meet. So that's improvement for him. And then also finishing in the top 25 for Central was Will DeHaan. He is a senior, former Central DeWitt runner. He was all-conference a year ago, but this year not quite as good. He was 20th in 26:04. Their coach, Central's coach, was a bit disappointed with the results there, finishing fifth. With 134 points, Central was a bit disappointed with their performance in that one. And then A couple other runners were in the top 25 from Iowa schools. It was Ian Kelly, junior from Luther. He was 10th place overall in 25:49. And then Mark Beechler, he runs for Dubuque for the Spartans. He was 17th in 25:57. Moving on now to the women's competition at the American Rivers Conference, also in Decorah. And Warburg would have had a perfect score were it not for one special, special lady, and that is Loris Senior, Cassie Parker. She was dominating at this meet. left the field behind, setting a new course record in 20:43, breaking her own course record by nearly a minute. And she topped the entire field by 1 minute and 16.5 seconds. You're going, who's Cassie Parker? Well, it's Cassie Rosenboom, but she officially had her name changed last week to her mother's last name. I reached out to her on Twitter, and she said, she wanted to change her name legally to her mom's name and also the name that her brothers and sisters have. So I thank her for that, because Parker is much easier to pronounce than Rosenboom. So that is Cassie Parker. She was also named the U.S. Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association Athlete of the Week for her performance running that that phenomenal time of 20:43. Like I mentioned, she was ahead by 11 seconds at the 1.5 kilometer split. And like I said, she extended it very much, well over a minute before settling for the 1:16 finish. So she's won 4 out of the 5 meets in which she's competed in. The only one she didn't is the National Catholic Invitational hosted by Notre Dame with some Division I schools, so where she was 6th in that one, by the way. So it's the 5th time in her career that she's been National Athlete of the Week, and 3rd time this season. So it was a dominant win by her, and it's got to feel good for her, because this is her first conference championship. She lost the title last year to Aubrey Fisher of Warburg, and she had come up a little bit short there. She had a 2 runner-up finishes and then a 3rd in her first season. So this time she gets it done in very dominant fashion. And like I said, she denied Warburg a chance to have a perfect score. And it was Aubrey Fisher, the one I talked about, who was the MVP in 2020, who took runner-up honors in the in that 6K race in 22:09. Then her teammate Riley Meyer, junior, former Fort Dodge St. Edmund runner, was timed in 22:19 for 3rd. And then this tells you how good Warburg is. There's a couple good stats here. Karina Collett, who was the 2018 and 19 MVP, she's 4th. So she's the 3rd best Warburg runner on this team. She ran 22:29. And the other stat that was phenomenal that I thought about this, Warburg, by the way, they had 20 points. Easily ahead of, then they're 4th ranked, easily ahead of number 35, Loris, which had 62. Simpson was 4th, and then Central was right in there. Central was 3rd, and then Simpson was 4th. But the other stat that was interesting about Warburg's performance is that they had 10 who received all-conference honors. 10 of the 15 runners were Warburg runners. So the women, maybe the women's field isn't as deep in the American Rivers as the men, quite potentially, but still, 10 out of 15 were all conference. Let's go through all those 10 for Warburg and a few more. You got Shaylin Hostager making her conference debut. She was 5th. She ran 22:40. Like I said, a Dubuque Hempstead runner, former Dubuque Hempstead. Then you had Trinity Borland. She's from Bettendorf. She was sixth in 22:48. And Natalie Paulson, a junior, former Dallas Center Grimes runner, seventh in 23:06. The beat goes on here. Lexi Brown, sophomore, former New London runner, 23:20 for ninth place. Then Mariah Mortar, a name if I've said it on this podcast, it hasn't been very often. She's a senior from Muscatine. She was 10th, 23:25. Ellie Meyer, a freshman, a former Iowa Falls Alden runner, 23:30 for 11th. And their last one was Anna Hertz, a senior from Cedar Falls. She was 14th in 23:39. Those are your 10 runners who were all conference. Then you also had Eddie Carlson, junior from St. Ansgar, who was 23rd and 24:13 for Wartburg. And just like the men, Ryan Chapman and his assistant Phil Spitzer were voted coaching staff of the year. And for Chapman, this is his third honor after the women. Won their third consecutive ARC championship. Moving back to Loris, which was, like I said, runner-up, you had Cassie Parker, the champion. Behind her, some good performances as well. Ellie Osterberger, a senior from Dubuque-Wallert. She earned all-conference honors in 15th. She was 23:43. That's her first time she's made all-conference, so that's special to do it as a senior. Then you had Alexis Reisberger, who was 18th. She is from Grimes, former Dowling Catholic runner. She ran 24 flat. And then Brianna Renner was 19th for the Dewhawks in 24:02 for 19th place. And Loris also had another runner in the top 25. They had three more in the top 25 than I'll mention. Frankie Chaidez, she ran 24:07 for 21st. Then Kaylee Osterberger, sister of Ellie, also a Wallert runner, was 22nd in 24:09. And then Valerie Herbst, another Dubuque Wallert runner. She's a senior, 24th in 24:13. So Loris really doing a good job of getting these Dubuque Wallert runners to stay in town. That's really good. That's how you build some momentum there. And like I said, they finished 62 points there. Central, third with 77. Very strong performance there. Their coaching staff was very happy about that. And Carolyn McMartin, a former Pella runner. She was all-conference for the second time. She moved up from 15th a year ago to 8th. She ran 23:11. Then Megan Johnson, a former Applington Parkersburg prep. She was all-conference as well, finishing 13th in 23:38. Central moved up all the way from 7th a year ago in the team race. And they got five runners in the top 30. Addison Parrott was one of those, former Danville runner. Just missed being all-conference in 16th. The worst place to be in 23:49 was her time. And then Mary Vroom, a senior from Okoboji up in northwest Iowa, was 25th in 24:14. Simpson was led by Kat Lucht. She finished in the top 20 for the second straight year at conference. She's a senior from Des Moines. She ran 24:03. And so I wanted to mention Kat. She was in the top 20. Buena Vista also had a runner. Hey, how about that? The old the old alma mater coming through here. Lucked, by the way, was 20th place. And then I jumped ahead. Buena Vista had Latrice Hodges. She was 17th place in 23:53. Wrapping up the college cross country with the NJCAA Region 11 Championships. They were held also Saturday, this time at Waterloo. And it was a familiar story as the Iowa Central teams swept the men's and women's championships. The women have won 18 in a row in Region 11. That's Dan Gable at Iowa Wrestling dominant here. That's quite dominant. Of course, there aren't that many teams in Region 11, but nevertheless, 18 straight. The men have won 9 straight. Their run of titles was broken up because of not competing for 3 years. So they've won 15 men's titles over the last 18 years. And the other 3 years they didn't compete. But Iowa Western gave them a run for their money in both of those competitions. The Reavers are getting close. For the men, it was a 25-34 score. And then the women's score was even closer, 29-33 over the Reavers. So Dee Brown's crew gets it done, but they had to sweat a little bit to get it done. And the men's race was phenomenal. Three runners who broke 24 minutes. You don't think that there's going to be some interest from Division I programs in these runners. And it was Asbel Kiprop, who denied his teammate, Kelvin Bungie, a repeat of the championship. And Kiprop, the freshman, not only set a PR, but he also broke the Region 11 meet record by running 23:53.4. And that time is second fastest in program history. So he did a lot of great things. That record, the old record, was set by Ezekiel Kipchurcher of Iowa Central in 2018. So he broke that record. Bungie still was the runner-up, so still set a PR as well. Defending national champion in cross-country, ran 23:56.4, just 3 seconds back. So both PRs there. They both topped Nicholas Kiprotich. He ran a school record time for Iowa Western in third place in 23:58. So all three of these guys are going to, Bungie is a sophomore, but they'll all three of them are going to be heavily looked at by Division I programs moving forward, no doubt about it. The Tritons finished 1, 2, 5, 8, and 9 on the men's side. That's how they got it done. And that fifth place runner was Xander Cobb. He is a freshman from Washington, Michigan. He ran 25:04. That is a PR for him. Then the next Iowa Central runner was Hunter Klemick. He is from Motley, Minnesota, sophomore. He ran 25:30. And then right behind him was Yared Kadan. He is a freshman, also a PR for him, 25:58. So that's their runners. I also wanted to mention top 15 here. Brady Hogan, he's from Waukon. He's the only Iowan here in the top 15 for Iowa Central. He was 12th in 26:25. That's a PR for Brady, so that's good. I'm looking forward to seeing what he'll do moving forward. And then Robin Aguiar Gonzalez was 15th for the Tritons in 26:39.9. Dee Brown, their head coach, said the men ran like they have all year. We are fortunate to be very strong at the top with Asbel and Kelvin pushing each other weekly. Xander was a great number three as usual, the best number three runner in the NJCAA. So that's going to help them when they go to nationals, which is right around the corner. For Iowa Western, let's look at what they did. I mentioned that Kiprotich ran a school record with that 23:58. He was followed by Jason Bowers almost a minute later. So it was really those three and then a big gap. But Jason Bowers, former Sioux City North Star, Finishes fourth, best of the rest, 24:57. He's a freshman there. And then you had Jonas Mogos, who's been Iowa Western's top runner last season. Not this year. The native of Aurora, Colorado, was sixth in 25:16. Then Wamachmer Gilo, he is from Council Bluffs. He's a former Thomas Jefferson prep. He was seventh in 25:18. That's a new PR for him. And then, and wrapping it up for them, this was their problem. They had a big gap between Gilo and then Riker Mattioli. He was 14th for Iowa Western. That's a new PR for him of 26:37. But that was a big gap there that they didn't need, and that was they had enabled Iowa Central to get that 9-point gap on them. They had a strong four runners, but you got to have five, and that was the problem. On the women's side, it was a very similar story to that, as you will hear from Dee Brown's comments. But it was, at the top, it was Iowa Western's Mercy B. Watt, who just rolled over this field. The freshman ran a PR of 17:19 for 5K. 17:19. That is rolling along. For that performance, the native of Eldoret, Kenya, was named Athlete of the Week for NJCAA Division I. That 17:19 put her 42 seconds ahead of the next nearest competitor, which was Chloe Garcia Grafing of Iowa Central. And she's been the top runner in all four of her races this fall. And it's her second time that she's been named National Athlete of the Week in cross country. After BWAT, it was Iowa Central, and then Iowa Western, then Iowa Central, then Iowa Western, then Iowa Central, then Iowa Western. And then the Reavers couldn't keep pace. It was Iowa Central, Iowa Central, Indian Hills, Iowa Central. And that's how the Tritons were able to hold off the Reavers, because they were missing that number five runner. And that's how they got it done. Leading Iowa Central was Garcia Grafing, as I mentioned. She ran 18:13. She is a freshman from Minneapolis. Their next runner was number four, Taylor McCready. She's a freshman from Atlantic, so that's nice to see. She ran 18:51 for that 5K course. In sixth was Zinesh Vallon, 19:29 for sixth place. She's from Owatonna, Minnesota. Shanti Longfellow, she's from Wyoming. She ran a PR. She's a sophomore, 19:55 for her. Mercy Jepengedich ran 20 flat for ninth place. Then they had Josie Stackus. She is a sophomore from Dubuque. She ran 20:20. And then Kate Miron ran 20:32. She's a sophomore. She ran 12th. So that's their runners for Iowa Western. Mahusan Abakar did her job. She was third. She ran a PR of 18:42. She's a sophomore from Omaha, running a PR there. And then Bethany Stacy was another 12 seconds back in 18:54. She's from Port Washington, Wisconsin. That's a PR for her. A lot of PRs on this day in Waterloo. It's a good day to run. And then Jaden Miller, who is she's from Madrid. About that, 19:42. Sophomore, and that's a PR for Jaden. She was seventh. But that's where it ended for Iowa Western. They had the top four, and then nobody else in the top 15. And Dee Brown, Iowa Central's coach, said it best. Said our number two runner, Taylor McCready, dropped a minute off her 5K time from earlier this season. And she's the one from Atlantic that I mentioned. So that's great to see the Atlantic native doing well. Dee Brown continues. When you put seven runners ahead of your nearest competition's fifth runner, you are hard to beat. Exactly. And that's how the Reavers got it done, winning The NJCAA Region 11 title for the 18th consecutive year. And it was the NJCAA Division II programs that are in Region 11 that also competed in those races in Waterloo. They all compete together, and it was the NIAC men and the Hawkeye Community College women who took those team titles. The NIAC men repeated as team champion with 21 points. They finished 1, 3, 4, 6, and 7 behind champion Melvin Kipkemboy, who ran 24:28.4 to take the championship. They also had third place Christian Rodriguez. He's from Mason City, right there in town. Ran 27:17.8 for 8K. And then they also had a fourth place from Peyton Seiler. He's from Gearing, Nebraska. He ran 27:21. As I mentioned, they won the team title 21 with Hawkeye Community College men finishing runner-up with 35 points. The Red Tails had D'Artan Beaver. He's from Rockford, Illinois. He was the runner-up in the region. He ran 26:47. They also had a top five from Tyler Colvin, former Marion High runner. He ran 27:54. On the women's side, it was very, very close as the Red Tails knocked off NIAC 40-42. Very close. And they were led by freshman Emma Hoynes, former Waverly Shell Rock runner who was the runner-up in 1846. Then they had freshman Chloe Matthews, former Nashville Plainfield High School runner, ran 20:51. And then her teammate who followed her from high school over to Hawkeye, Aubrey Ike. She's also Nashville Plainfield. She ran 21:15. The NIAC women, as I mentioned, were second in the team race, but they did have the champion, Sarah Bertry. This is her second straight championship for the native of France. She ran a personal best time of 18:01.8 for that 5K course. And that is number two on the school's all-time list. So she's still missing that, missing the school record. But she cruised to the victory by about 45 seconds. And NIAC also had Lily Stockberger, who is from Mason City. She's a freshman, stayed in town. She ran 21:11.3. And DMAC also, they were third in the team race, and they had a third place finish from Natalie Segura. Natalie's a freshman and former Dallas Center Grimes athlete who ran 20:35 for the 5K. And that is your lot for the week. That's a busy cross-country week. Wanted to point out the obvious here, but there was no Abby Caldwell on this show. Unfortunately, we could not make a connection this week. I had some technical difficulties and then also scheduling problems between the two of us and just couldn't get together. So hopefully we'll have her next week on the show to talk about the region championships that Iowa State will be in Iowa City on November 12th. Wanted to mention a sad note here. Long time Sioux City Journal sports editor Terry Hersom died on Sunday on the way to going to the Chicago Bears game. They were playing San Francisco in a noon game and had a massive heart attack. And Terry was a tremendous supporter of not only prep athletes, but track and field athletes. He was really one of one of the guys who really pushed for track and field, supported the sport very well. A big fan of track and field, and also cross country. So, it's a big loss, certainly in Western Iowa. Guy cared so much about all the kids that he covered in the preps. I think he was sports editor for 31 years, if I remember right, reading his obituary. Just sad. Sad news there. And on a personal note, he's my uncle, one of my best friends of my uncle. He and Terry are very good friends. So, sad note there. Terry's loss will be felt, certainly. He was retired, but he was still writing columns for the journal. I think last week had one. So, he's a guy that made a profound impact in the Sioux City, Siouxland area out there in western Iowa. And certainly a guy who stood up for prep athletes and track and field and cross country in particular. Coming up next week's show, won't be nearly as busy as this one. Got the USA 5K Championships coming up. That is on Saturday. And we got a guy named Bia Sambasa who is going to be competing in that. Several Iowans also competing, but Bia has a chance to really put his stamp on the USATF Road Racing Circuit title there. If you missed it, the podcast with him last Friday, I had one with him, very good, about 42 minutes. Good listen. He's a soft-spoken guy, but we had some fun, and he was an entertaining guest. And so you can catch that podcast if you haven't got it. And also the New York City Marathon is the following day after the 5K championships. The NCAA Division IIs have their regional championships going on. That will be on the 6th. And then to the NAIAs, they have their conference championships. Heart of America championships will be in Cedar Rapids. So all the schools that are on the Eastern and Central side will be in that, and then the Great Plains Athletic Conference will have some of the Western schools, such as Dort and Morningside, and that'll take place in Orange City. So until next week, happy running, everyone.